And sometimes, you know, we as Christians, we've been told that we're not going to do any good. You know, from our background and from my observation of what you've done, what we've done, you're not going to do any good this year. And I want to encourage you today, as from our reading and the story, that, oh, but we will do good. And I want to encourage you that we can have the 20X factor, the 20 plus factor. What do you mean by that, Pastor Keith? Well, I'll go and present it to you now. And we've had a beautiful reading. Thank you for that, Ray. What is this 20 plus factor? I want to lay it down up front. The three 20 plus factors for me and for the church, our local church there at Mount Zion Aussie Indigenous Church in Belmont, where I minister there on Sunday afternoons. This 20 plus factor also applies to us. The 20 plus factor in finding Jesus. The 20 plus factor in talking to Jesus. The 20 plus factor in telling others about Jesus. Well, what's the general context here of John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54? Well, Jesus began his ministry in Galilee. That's his home country. He should feel relaxed here. So he knows all about his home country. He did the first miracle here that's recorded by John in one of the wonderful miracles, the power miracles. And then also John wrote this gospel. It's quite clear what his motive in writing the gospel was, that in chapter 20 there, verse 31, that you might believe that Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. So there's the general context of our reading today. What about the immediate context, Pastor Keith? Well, Jesus, from our map, you may have a little copy of the sermon here. From the map you can see that, yes, there's Samaria. Jesus had stayed 2 days in Samaria preaching to a woman at the well. That was unheard of for a Jewish person to talk to a Gentile. And yet it's often called Galilee, Galilee of the Gentiles. But Jesus was shocked at his disciples when he talked to the woman at Jacob's well and the rest of her townspeople. Jesus also had spoken to Nicodemus, the teacher of the Jews that ruled by night, and told him he must be born again. And Jesus had also cleansed the temple in Jerusalem, all the money changers and those who traded their goods just before Passover. And he overturned their tables and said, look, this don't make my place a house of trade and merchandise, a den of thieves. My Father's house is a house of prayer. And so he performed many miracles. And so we come to the story now of the nobleman, the official, the public servant, the worker in Herod's court. And John wants to particularly show the story, just how Jesus reaches out to Gentiles. And I believe that this nobleman, this official in Herod's court, was a Gentile. And the 20-plus factor in finding Jesus, he would have heard about Jesus. And he said, well, I've got to see Jesus. You know, the local people, the local doctors, the local recipes and antidotes for my son who was sick, that's not working. I've got to find Jesus. So what does he do? He uses the 20-plus factor. He travels 20-plus miles to find Jesus, How many of us have traveled 20-plus miles today to find Jesus? May the trip down to Busselton, it's a 20-plus miles. May a lot of the church people find Jesus down there, When Impact Africa goes over there to Africa, may the journey be of 20-plus miles be able to save people and find Jesus there also. And so he goes there and down to Cana. Cana means a place of reeds. And he leaves his Capernaum town, and Capernaum means a village of comfort or consolation. He said, I'm not finding comfort here. I'm not finding consolation here. My son's sick. How can I rest until there's healing in my household? And so he goes down there and he finds Jesus, It's important to make the journey, the 20-plus factor in finding Jesus. We have to make the effort. He wasn't a stay-at-home person. He went and found Jesus. He was able to walk. I think in my photo here, I've got him on a chariot. So he might have been a bit quicker there. But he'd heard of the reputation of Jesus, He's more than just a Nazarene. He's more than just a local person who raised Mary and Joseph's son. There's something different and special about him. He's got that X factor in Jesus. I'm going to go and find out who for sure. Surely he can help my son who's sick. And so he used the 20-plus factor. He was prepared to travel, make the effort to go down to Cana in Galilee. And then they come from the 20-plus factor of trying to find Jesus. He used the 20-plus factor in talking to Jesus. What do you mean by that, Pastor Keith? Well, he used 20-plus words to talk to Jesus. He talked to him face to face, eh? Front on. And the conversation went like this. Well, Jesus said, he said to Jesus, "Jesus, please come down into Capernaum and heal my sick son who is at the point of death." And Jesus replies, "Well, look, I've been around for quite a while and it seems that people just want miracles all the time." He said, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." But Jesus, then the nobleman replied, he said, "Yes, fair enough. I hear what you're saying, but sir, come down before my child dies. I want to talk about the signs and wonders. Only please, I don't want to talk about the signs and wonders. Just please come down and heal my son. Come down now." I said, "I have faith in you. I've lost faith in the local people up in Capernaum. Surely you can help my son." And then the other conversation was, Jesus finished with, "Go, your son will live." What a great assurance, eh? When we take the 20 plus factor to talk to Jesus. Hey, there's a little song we sing in our church. It goes something like this. A little talk to Jesus makes it right. No more... let me start again. A little talk to Jesus makes it right. A little talk to Jesus makes it right. No more to the devil. No more to the devil. A little talk to Jesus makes it right. And in language. Wanga choko choko Jesus payala. Wanga choko choko Jesus payala. We are mamu. Wanga choko choko Jesus payala. Important, eh? That's a little children's song. It's good to teach our children importance of prayer, eh? To talk to Jesus. There's about 20 plus words there in that song too. And so, there's the 20 plus factor in finding Jesus. 20 plus miles, we've got to make the effort. The 20 plus factor in talking to Jesus. Hey, we've got to have a little conversation with Jesus. We've got to have this conversation. Seems to be the buzzword at the moment. Conversation, we've got to have people. But conversation's been around a long time, eh? But Jesus loves us to talk to him and explain our story to him. Tell us what's happening. And then this other third point here is the 20-plus factor in telling others about Jesus. Well, where's that come in, Pastor Keith? There's nothing about 20-plus people, but I believe that this fellow was a public servant, a rich man. He worked in the courts of Herod, and his household would have been 20-plus people. Would have had servants, would have had children, would have had two or three servants. So he had 20-plus people in his household. And did he keep quiet? No, he told them about Jesus. Because he met one of his servants on the way. His servants were so excited that this boy was suddenly healed, was well, and he met him on the way as he was coming back from Cana. And he said, "Oh, Master, your child is well. He's healed." And then the nobleman said, "Well, what time of the day was that? Tell me what, well, it was yesterday. Okay, that's the time when I met Jesus. What time of the day?" 1 o'clock in the afternoon. That was the time exactly when Jesus said, "Go, your son will live." Eh? And he was so excited that when he got home, he told all his household. I believe there was 20 plus people in his household. And he told people about who he'd met. And I wonder what things he would have said to his household. It's not quite sure what he would have said, but I believe it would have been something like this. "Well, this Jesus I met, he's a great miracle worker. Oh yes, he's a Nazarene, he's a local boy, a homie. Yes, and he's of the tribe of Judah, he's Mary and Joseph's son, but he healed my child of a serious fever. He's a great miracle worker." And I would have also believed that he would have told his household, the 20 plus factor household, "He's the master over distance. Said I traveled 20 plus miles to get him, to talk to him, to come for help, and he just spoke the word and was healed. He was healed over 20 plus miles, eh? There's something great about Jesus, eh? Over the hills and valleys, the prayer, the power went, eh? The hills didn't stop him over there and he was healed at the same time at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I like that little chorus that says, eh? Got any rivers you think are uncrossable? Got any mountains you can't tunnel through? God specializes in things thought impossible. He can do what none other can do. Hallelujah. And I believe this nobleman would have shared with his household that Jesus is the Word of life. And this fits in with John's argument right at the beginning of his book. He says, Jesus the Word, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He came in the flesh, eh? The Word of life. He brings life when he speaks, eh? Life when he talks. He believes in me. I'm a Gentile, but he loves me and he extends his this life and love to me. He's the Word of life, my household. And he can give you that the physical life. And also, let's really trust him. I believe he'll give the spiritual life to us because Jesus is the Word of life. Yes, the great miracle worker, the master over distance, the Word of life. But there's something else too. I think the Jewish people talk about they're looking for a Messiah. He's the promised one, the anointed one, Mashiach. He's the anointed one sent from God. I believe he really is the Jewish Messiah, but he remembered us. He's come for us too. I believe that he's the promised one. And he gives oil of healing, oil of joy, oil of power to us. And then I would have believed he would have said this last thing. He said, you know, all you in my household, it's worth getting in contact with Jesus. It's worth talking to him. It's worth traveling miles to church to meet with the saints. It's worth to sing the songs of Zion together, the songs of joy together. It's worth it. And there's a little Jim Reeves song. Some of you may be country western fans. Some of you may not. That's all right. But Jim Reeves sings this kind of song. How long has it been since you talked with the Lord and told him your heart's hidden secrets? How long since you prayed? How long since you stayed on your knees till the light shone through? How long has it been since your mind felt at ease? How long since your heart knew no burden? How long since, can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you knew that he cared for you? How long has it been since you knelt by your bed and prayed to the Lord up in heaven? How long since you knew that he'd answer you and would keep you the whole night, long night through? How long has it been since you woke with the dawn and felt that the day's worth living? Can you call him your friend? How long has it been since you know that he cared for you? Praise the Lord, hey. And we don't know how the Eagles will go this year. Hey, we don't know. They haven't got their plan so clear. And they've still got one of the X factors injured. And but we know that as a church, we've got Jesus. He's our X factor. Hey. And this season, this 2019 season for us, let's really go on and really practice the 20-plus factor which Pastor Keith's talking to you. Be prepared to get up early Sunday morning. It's a bit hard. And get to church. Get to the prayer and Bible study in the middle of the week. Hey, and find Jesus there with the saints gathered together. And make sure you talk to Jesus. Hey, little talk to Jesus makes it right. No more to the devil. Push him aside. Little talk to Jesus makes it right. And then you can go and tell others, eh? And how'd you go in the Franklin Graham Crusade? Did you go tell others about that? Hey, did you tell the 20-plus people in your street, in your house, in your community, at work? I hope you did, eh? And so that's my word for today, short, but may the Lord bless you and be encouraged, and my sermon hasn't gone 20-plus minutes. But it's gone 20-plus seconds. But I pray and hope that you will, you know, go on for the Lord 20-plus factor this week in a mighty way. God bless you all. And we're going to close in this beautiful song, Amazing Grace.